The Thirsty Developer, show number 2, Talking Silverlight with Chad Campbell. Welcome to the Thirsty Developer Podcast, show number 2. I'm Dave Bost.
And I'm Larry Clarkin.
So Larry, you and I took a little road trip a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we went down to Indianapolis, Indiana for the Indie Tech Fest.
Yeah, that was a great time. So what exactly was the Indie Tech Fest?
Well, the Indie Tech Fest is an all-day technical event, you know, kind of like Day of .NET or Deeper in .NET and other cities.
Right, so kind of these community-run conferences.
Right. The difference there is that this was a collaboration between the .NET user group and the SQL Server user group.
Okay, so it was really two somewhat similar but very, very different communities coming together for a full-on technical event, you know, on a Saturday afternoon.
Yep, co-located together.
Absolutely. So it was a great event because they had over 400 people show up on a Saturday afternoon, like I said, and it was just a resounding success, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
Except for one thing, right?
Yeah, the keynote.
Oh, man, the keynote. The keynote was unbelievable. So Brad Jones, right, he's one of the guys who was kind of leading up the charge for the Indie Tech Fest, and he was doing the keynote and kind of just giving a view of the industry and kind of, you know, where jobs are and, you know, the types of developers different companies are looking for. And then all of a sudden, this character sort of just bust into the keynote and kind of took things over.
Yeah, Buck Foley was his name.
Buck Foley. So who's Buck Foley? Who's this guy, Buck Foley?
I don't know if you remember the old Saturday Night Live skits with Matt Foley, the motivational speaker that lives down in the in a van by the river.
Oh, right. Chris Farley's old character.
Yeah, thrice divorced guy. Well, you know, Chris passed away a few years ago, but evidently Matt's third cousin, Buck Foley, lives in Indianapolis.
Okay, so he's still living on.
Yeah, so he took over the keynote.
Oh, so he took, yeah, so just to kind of get a sense of what happened here, he took over the keynote and essentially, you know, gave his view on technology and sort of his view on, you know, how we'll go about learning about technology. So if you want proof of this, I actually took a sort of a gonzo video, if you will, of the proceedings, and it's up on my blog at davebost.com. So definitely check out that video. It was pretty interesting and pretty hysterical, to say the least.
Yep.
So what else did we do down at Indie Tech Fest?
Well, after we got Buck off the stage, we were able to spend some time talking with the speakers, you know, that were participating in the event.
Okay, so we talked to a few of the speakers of the event, and one of them that we talked to was Chad Campbell.
Yep.
And so you did an interview with Chad Campbell to talk about Silverlight.
Yep.
Okay, so Chad's a great guy. He's one of these. He's probably one of the most passionate people I know behind the whole Silverlight technology, and you got a chance to talk to him about what he's doing with the technology.
Yeah, actually, he has this interesting technique that he's proposing for how to use Silverlight 1.1 in a kind of non-visible fashion.
It's okay.
Kind of really interesting.
Great. So let's listen into your interview with Chad Campbell.
My guest today is Chad Campbell. Chad?
Larry, thanks for having me. My name is Chad Campbell. I'm a software developer with Crow Chizik. And also author of upcoming book Silverlight 1.1 in Action.
Yeah, we just got out of the keynote. It was really quite hilarious. They had a gentleman doing Buck Foley from the old Saturday Night Live bit. You know, what'd you think of that?
Buck was hilarious. It was nice because it'd been a while since I've seen the old Chris Farley skits, and Buck did an excellent job of recreating those, especially tying it to software.
Yeah, and but he did say some nice things about Silverlight, you know.
Yeah, I was really, really excited to hear that, actually. He was going on about the kinds of things you can do, the rich interactive application experience you can develop with Silverlight.
Chad, you were one of the first people, you know, that I had heard of that was doing Silverlight development. You were even doing it back when it was called WPFE. You know, Mark actually introduced me to you. You know, talking about how you were doing some branded media player stuff, and so you were like one of the first guys, you know, I knew that was doing Silverlight before it was even called Silverlight. Tell us about some of your early experiences and why you kind of latched onto it so quickly.
Absolutely. So back in, it's kind of a history in the sense that I started back in 2003 investigating the Flash platform just because I really view user experience as an important concept in software application development. And me being the developer I am, I was never really satisfied with the developer experience allowed by the Flash platform. I felt like it was very lacking and it was buggy. And so I was looking for alternatives, and I came across Ajax. And Ajax is absolutely phenomenal, but it can't deliver that really rich UI that you can do with Silverlight. And then WPF came along, and WPF allowed you to do some really amazing things on the desktop. The thing is, though, as a web developer, I really wanted that portability of being able to develop code on the Mac and deliver it to the Linux as well as the Windows platform. So when I heard about WPFE, I was really excited about it to know that I could take that same WPF skills that I had acquired and leverage those through Silverlight.
And at that point, you were talking just about the XAML, right?
Correct.
So, you know, when we made the announcement at Mix about the .NET CLR as part of Silverlight, that had to have been just, you know.
That was an unbelievable surprise. Couldn't see that coming. So it was really, really exciting to see that.
Yeah, and that really probably, I mean, that, you know, Silverlight, you were already interested in it, you know, as WPFE. Mm-hmm. That must have really taken it to the next step for you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I'm very familiar with JavaScript. I like JavaScript. However, I would admit that it's not as productive as a development experience as C# or VB or Iron Python, for that matter. The compile time type checking just really is an added benefit. And the performance gains that we mentioned earlier are just huge as well.
You're giving a presentation on Silverlight today, and I'm really interested in it. The title just intrigues me. You know, it's and I may be paraphrasing a little bit, but it's Silverlight should be on every page.
That's correct. One of the things that Silverlight kind of does is it gives you this rich developer experience by letting you use managed code on the client side. What's really interesting about that scenario is you can actually use managed code cross-browser, cross-platform. So you can take that experience and put it on the Macintosh. You can put it on Linux. You can do it on Windows machines, of course, which is very new within the .NET world.
So I guess what the paradigm you're proposing here is that, you know, even if you're not using XAML, you know, as your main interface, that, you know, you should have Silverlight there as kind of, utility function, library?
Correct. Really, one of the things I think is really intriguing about it is it very well could be that you don't have to have a rich interactive application experience on your web application, but where Silverlight can still serve its purpose is you can actually do things like manage those web service calls and that kind of thing through Silverlight, which is something you may be doing right now with Ajax. But it's kind of a choice. You may want to use JavaScript because it's a lightweight protocol and something you're used to, or you may want to use C# to do this where you have compile time type checking and that kind of thing. So using Silverlight is that bridge between the client and the server.
Yeah, and JavaScript will let you, do these kind of things, but it's often, a little cumbersome and tedious. Even if you're using a great, library like Scriptaculous or the ASP.NET Ajax stack, there's still some JavaScript code you have to write, to emulate the objects, that are coming back from the server. And fundamentally, you have to debug JavaScript too.
Correct. I'm tired of writing alert here.
Yeah, I'm the king of message boxes myself in JavaScript. So you're proposing that, like if a JavaScript function raises an event or just an HTML element like a button, mm-hmm. that you could have Silverlight handle that.
Yes, you could. Absolutely.
Okay. And I guess one of the other things that you would get from this is not only the coding experience, there's some phenomenal demos that actually show, right from Visual Studio, you can debug, right into the browser, from Silverlight. You can even do cross-platform remote debugging. We've all seen that phenomenal demo that Scott Goo's done a couple of times.
Amazing.
Yeah. But you also get, the richness that the CLR gives you, the strong type checking, mm-hmm. and flat out the performance of it. So this will probably turn tails around, JavaScript doing an intense mathematical function, right?
Absolutely. I think those who have gone to the Silverlight.net website, there's the chess demo where you can show .NET code running against JavaScript, and as you run it, you'll notice that .NET generally runs up to like 1,000 times magnitude faster than JavaScript. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, and now there are like 400 people here today at Indie Tech Fest, and I would say probably a fourth of those people will probably be at your presentation, but there's hundreds of other people who won't be here. Is there any other way we can see this presentation?
Yeah, I'm currently working with Jesse Liberty. It looks like we're going to be putting together an MSDN live webcast that we hope to have posted shortly. In addition to that, I'm hoping to be able to release we're going to release the first couple chapters to my book, Silverlight 1.1 in Action, coming up probably this next week. Today is October 13th, so if you begin checking my blog October 15th, we're hoping to have some information published there.
And what's your blog address?
My blog address is http://cornucopia30.blogspot.com.
Thanks for listening to The Thirsty Developer. For more information, visit thirstydeveloper.com. We'll see you next time.